This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm Rebecca Reutz, and welcome to Tea Time with Becky. Here, we'll talk about personal growth, inner healing, and manifestation, all to help you build the life of your dreams, in short episodes that you can indulge in over your morning cup of tea. You'll also hear from awesome guest speakers that are bound to light you up in some way. I'm so excited to take you on this journey with me. Hey babes, welcome back. Today, I'm going to talk about how I know if a decision that I've made is or isn't in alignment. So I actually want to focus on how I know that it is in alignment, and you can kind of take it from there. So how I know that a decision I've made is in alignment is that I trusted the decision. I felt good about it in my body. Intuitively, I know it's a good decision, but then I'm trying to talk myself out of that decision. So I'm trying to allow the fear response of my ego to talk me out of the decision. So I'm not trying to talk myself into the decision being right. I'm now trying to talk myself out of it. So what this can look like is allowing thoughts of fear to creep in of potential bad outcomes that are then limiting thoughts and beliefs that block the endless potential of beautiful outcomes that are better than we can even imagine. When we start talking ourselves out of decisions and giving ourselves the but what if this, but what if that, we're allowing the ego to take over and that fear response to take over and moving ourselves out of alignment. This can also look like having others in your life respond to decisions through their ego and their fear response and then overthinking their response of, oh, maybe I should feel this way about this, or maybe I should have considered that, even though we had that feeling of knowing in our body right away, all of the signs were there. There was this overwhelming sense of, oh my goodness, it all makes sense. I know this is the right decision. But then we're allowing ours and others' ego responses to creep in. And we're totally limiting ourselves to the point that we are trying to now lead that decision with our mind, completely blocking out our heart, when really we need to trust our heart and let our mind follow instead of allowing our mind to completely talk us out of it. Because like I've said so many times before, our minds can talk us out of all of our dreams. We can completely let our head and our ego talk us out of the things that are meant for us, instead of trusting how we feel in our body about a decision being right. So if you feel that you've made a decision and all of a sudden you're getting all of these responses that are negative and you're thinking, oh, wow, maybe this was the wrong decision. Maybe I thought it was right, but now maybe it's not. Maybe things aren't falling into alignment. Really gauge where those decisions and responses are coming from, because what the ego does and what even though people who love us so deeply, when they respond to us from the ego, even though they're not meaning to, they're still responding from that fear response. So either fear for us, or a lot of the time what happens is people respond in a way of, how does this affect me? And then how do I feel about that decision? So if they don't like the feeling of how your decision affects them, because maybe they're going to, maybe you've decided that you're moving away and all of your family is saying, wow, no, I hate this. This is a terrible decision. I don't think this is the right decision for you. Because of how they feel about the potential of you not being nearby, that's not really a response of how great this can be for you. It's a response of how they feel about themselves and about that relationship in the moment. It has nothing to do with whether or not this is a beautiful potential outcome for you and whether or not this is in alignment with your soul's calling or your purpose or just about your happiness. It's the ego response to, well, how does that make me feel in this moment in my life? Instead of, wow, I'm really happy for you. You will have people in your life that are able to discern between the two and will be able to put their ego aside and still be happy for you, knowing that they are still going to have a response that about how they feel in that moment. And those feelings are totally valid, and everyone is completely allowed and able to feel their own feelings toward a situation. So allow those feelings to arise, knowing that you still care about these people, knowing that they're still going to have feelings if maybe before you made that decision or the opposite to that decision affects that their life in that moment in a better way. But know that the greatest and highest outcome for you is always the greatest and highest outcome for all. So if you are truly following your alignment and trusting in your highest self, your heart, your intuition, the greatest outcome for you is also the greatest outcome for all, because when you are living as your best self, it allows the others around you to also live their best self, to live in alignment as well. It raises your vibration and spread so much love through you that there is no way that that can be a bad decision for somebody else. It is the highest and greatest good and outcome for all. So trust that. Trust that you know when you have that feeling that, yes, this is in alignment. You feel it in your body. All of the signs are there. You've been giving yourself signs either from your higher self or from your guides or whatever you want to put on it. You've been seeing them in nature. Maybe you've been seeing synchronicities. You feel it in your body. You're led by your heart. You know that a decision is right for you. Try to make sure that you are discerning between your ego and your higher self and not letting your ego sabotage that decision and talk you out of it. Because I really feel like once we are trying to talk ourselves out of things that we were very sure of, we are just trying to self-sabotage. And the same goes for those around you. So I really hope that this helps you if you've been trying to waver back and forth on whether a decision was right or wrong. Trust how it feels in your body without overthinking it. Allow your heart to lead you, and it will always lead you in the right direction. So much love to you.